The next one says, after what time can one make Isha Salah? Can you go up to Sehri time?
Best to make Isha Salah ila nisfil layl till midnight. Now it's 9:45, so you can make it now, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, up past 11, before midnight you finish. Except Witr Salat. Witr Salat you make 2, 3, up past 3 is fine. Ij'alu akhira salatikum bil layli witra. Make your Witr Salat, the last Salat at night after Tahajjud, that is best. But if you're not sure, then rather read the Witr and sleep. If you read Isha after midnight, then it is makruh, but it is permissible and you should read it rather than making it qada. So we need to know that as well.
Jazakumullah khairan, Muhtasab. We have 15 minutes left for on air. The next one says, Assalamu alaikum, Muhtasab. On what date are you leaving for Hajj?
Make dua, Almighty Allah, take us, inshallah, next week, Monday, inshallah, everything works out. Always read 2 rakat salat. Oh, Almighty Allah, take us to Diyar-e Mustafa, take us to Makkah Mukarrama. Ya Dakhil al-Dar, Salli ala al-Nabi al-Mukhtar. Oh, you who enter the city of Mustafa, alayhi salatu salam, read abundant durood, salawat upon the Master, Nabi alayhi salam. When you hear the poems, you hear so many in Urdu, I give you one in Arabic. Mustafa alayhi salam and the Sayyidina Abu Bakr entering Medina Munawwara. In Cape Town, if you go even today, you find the Najjar family. Najjar means carpenter. So you must remember that the daughters of Medina came out. They came out with their daf. Daf is the, you know, like a drum but one side. And it's got no jingles and so forth. So they were hitting the daf or duf, both ways you can say. And the daughters of Medina, listen to the poetry they were reading. Nahnu jawarin min banin najari, ya habbada Muhammadun jari. They said, Nahnu jawarin min banin najari. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. How excellent today Mustafa alayhi salam is becoming our neighbor. We are going there, inshallah, and becoming neighbors of Nabi alayhi salam, but we smoke. How can we reconcile that? We go there and do unda danda and upside down there also. How you reconcile that? So brothers, sisters, remember the adab and etiquette of these places. When we go to Makkah Mukarrama, listen what Quran says. So remember, we make intention for good is good. We make intention in Makkah and the Haram, Makkah, M3, we know about M3 in BMWs, listen to the M3, Makkah is Haram, Mina is Haram, Muzdalifah is Haram, so Arafat is out of the Haram. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ. Whoever makes an intention of a deviation and of wrong, نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Just intention, brothers, not executing the action. Allah say, we will punish you a terrible punishment. Sometimes we see people came from Umrah, Hajj, and everything is upside down. We go and commit such things that Allah forbid. So all brothers, sisters, we appeal to you. We're going to special places, inshallah. So let us have the adab and the etiquette of these places also.
The next one says, is it permissible to keep Muslim names for pets such as cats, dogs and birds?
Mustafa alayhi salatu salam told Abu Huraira, ya Abu Huraira, father of the kittens. The whole incident is mentioned in Tirmidhi. Mustafa alayhi salam had a horse, it was called Mandub. So you find the cats had name, the birds Hudhud had name, and you take the other animals, the horses had name. So all this is permissible, there's no problem with that.
The next one, what, when choosing names for Muslim children, what's the best criteria to apply?
The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood, إِنَّكُمْ تُدْعُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَسْمَائِكُمْ وَأَسْمَائِ آبَائِكُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَاءَكُمْ. Indeed, you will be called by your parents' name, Abdul Qadir bin Ismail, on the day of Qiyamah. So choose good names. أَحَبَّ الْأَسْمَاءِ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ أَحَبَّ الْأَسْمَاءِ إِلَى اللَّهِ Abdullah wa Abdul Rahman, hadith in Tirmidhi. The best name by Allah is Abdullah and Abdul Rahman for our daughter, Amatullah, Amatul Rahman. Just today somebody in Marisburg or somewhere asked me a question, that my wife is going to give birth, what name? I asked, boy or girl? He said, boy. I said, 25 Anbiya's names in the Quran, choose anybody's name there. So remember, leave all this actor and actresses' names now. They are people, shaitan. They had Hollywood, Bollywood, Tiger Woods and all that. So rather use Allah's names, Allah's Anbiya's names, remember that.
The next time, what dua can you read to be saved from calamity, jealousy and difficulty?
Remember that when we want protection, always read Qul A'udhu Rabbi Bil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbi Nas, and that will give us the biggest, strongest ta'weez. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَوَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. To you, the esteemed listeners of CII, remember this. When you leave your home, say the hadith in Tirmidhi, whenever we leave our home, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah, I place my trust in Almighty Allah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power to take me to goodness and no might to prevent me from evil except Allah. Four things will happen. Hudita, guidance will be given to you, hidayat. Wuqita, how many gadgets we put in our homes and what they are. This alarm, this security system, this. Put our trust in Allah also. So read this dua, Allah will give us divine protection. Kufita, your needs will be taken care of. Watanaha anhu shaitan, the shaitan will go far, far away. Today the shaitan, you waswisu fi sudurin nas. He just come whisperings of shaitan. Do this, do this, do this. We see people married 20, 30 years, divorcing his wife. All this is waswasa of shaitan, whisperings of shaitan. Allah protect us.
The next one says, I recently went to see a Hakim. How do they detect what is wrong with us by just touching our pulse? Is this not jadu? If it is permissible to go to them, must we?
He's not Hakim Chichi, he's a proper Hakim, you know. So now you must remember that you go to a proper Hakim, some of them are masters. That you just touch him and he tell you your sicknesses. You see, the doctors today, we just walk in their surgery, doctors say, oh, you're looking well. Psychologically, we already start feeling better. So you must remember. Then they still knock us a bill on top of it. So you must remember this type of... There's one incident I just share with you, seeing there's a lot of brothers here. You see, brothers, these are incidents, you know. When I think of this, the Ummah today, Al-Andalusia, Muslim Spain, Muawiyah was there, was there. Not Amir Muawiyah the Khalif, this is Muawiyah the Faqih. So Muawiyah was there, they asked him, oh Muawiyah, every time people ask you, you just answer same time, what is this? So he was a giant of a scholar, so he kept quiet. One day the ruler, he invited everybody and invited this Faqih, this Mufti, this great scholar. So he asked him, how many fingers you got? He said, 5. He asked the other person, how many toes you got? He said, 5. He said, why you didn't think first and answer? He said, of course we know he's 5. He says, so when you ask me a question, I also know the answer. So I give you same time, I don't have to think. So you see, so when you go to the Hakim, so you must remember the Hakim is a master. He just put his hand here, he knows all the secrets. Experience is the best teacher. So there's a proper Hakim. It's not chances like today, Neem Hakim Khatrae Jan, you know. Send us all to hospital.
The next one, is it permissible for any imam to cry in a khutbah in namaz?
Yes, if he cries unintentionally, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam's khutbah, so the way Nabi alayhi salam used to raise his voice, all that, Sahaba say, one day Nabi alayhi salatu salam gathered us and delivered a message, and it was kal muwaddi', like a person bidding farewell to us. So if it is unintentional, inadvertently, it's fine, but if it's kali kali and spaza, you must remember, today a lot of things happen, spaza also, the daughter-in-law's cry, you know, the mother-in-law passed away, and after 2-3 days, you must remember, the one daughter-in-law was still crying. So they asked her that, you're crying so much, you really love your mother-in-law? She told them, you don't understand. Say, what? They say, my mother-in-law didn't go in that bus, and therefore she missed the bus, therefore I'm crying.
The next one, can a trustee of a trust pay the beneficiaries after 3 months of collecting the funds, as he says he's busy and can only pay when he has the time? What's the Sharia ruling on this?
Justice delayed is justice denied. Remember that, brothers. All of you who are executors, all of you who got all this trust, you must remember that any delay, it's haram for you. See Quran, I just give you 2-3 verses quick. Sometimes they are yatama, they are orphans. And now you delayed for 3 months, 6 months, 6 years. Inna alladhina ya'kuluna amwal al-yatama zulma, innama ya'kuluna fi butunim nara. Those who devour the wealth and the assets of the orphan, they're filling their bellies with the hellfire, Quran Karim states. Today, you have the heirs or you have the executor, They're doing unda danda and upside down things. Wa may ya'si Allah, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 14. Wa may ya'si Allah wa rasulahu wa yata'adda hududa. Who disobeys Almighty Allah and Mustafa alayhi salam. This is mentioned after the shares of the age. Yudkhilhu naran khalidan fiha. Almighty Allah dispatches that person to Jahannam for very, very long time. Wa lahu azabun muhin. Allah will punish that person to humiliate and disgrace him. This is mentioned for kafirs normally, not for Muslims. But here it's mentioned for Muslim also. Mustafa alayhi salam said, we usurp the rights of other heirs, or we do some upside down business. So Nabi alayhi salam said, kullu lahmin nabata min suhtin. Every piece of flesh that develops some haram income, you say you busy, فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ, then that piece of flesh is more deserving to go to the fire. So brothers, justice delayed is justice denied. It's not permissible to do that.
JazakAllah khair, Mufti Sahab. Before we wrap up, the next one says, Mufti Sahab, Assalamu Alaikum. Is it permissible to study robotics and manufacture robots, not traffic lights, robots that move and have limbs?
Remember that if you are studying these type of things and it's going to help human beings and so forth, just robot and there's no head and all that type of features, you know, just arm and this and feet, then it's fine. If you mean by robot it got proper features, eyes, those, all these type of things, then to study that definitely would not be permissible. We must remember that as human beings, we're not allowed. Tomorrow on day of Qiyamah, this is one of the things they'll be told. Ahyu ma khalaqtum. You made this robot, put life in it. So who can put life in it? So you must remember, that is why it would not be acceptable. In the clear-cut hadiths on these issues.
JazakAllah khairan, Mufti Sahab. Any last nasiha before we wrap up on air?
JazakAllah khairan to all the esteemed listeners. Inshallah, next week we'll be going for Hajj. So inshallah, other ulama will carry on with the program. But my advice to the ummah is, as I mentioned just now, wal asri, each one of us, leave everybody else for this moment. Let us do some introspection, some soul searching. This 20, 40, 60, 70 years Allah has given me, what have I done with this life of mine? Now take 2-3 lessons. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, faqihu hadhil ummah, when the sun used to go down every day, his face used to change, the color used to change. His students asked him, oh Ustad, oh Abdullah, that how come this happens? Now listen to the answer. He said, naqasa fihi ajali, walam yazid fihi amali. My lifespan on this earth has just decreased. Another day I'm going nearer to death. Another day I'm going nearer to my grave. وَلَمْ يَزِيدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي, and my righteous deeds are not increasing. Be honest, brothers, do we think like that? They don't. Every day I'm going to sleep. Will I wake up? Will this be my last day? So we should think in that light there. Will I see sunrise tomorrow? Second one, وَالْعَصْرِ. We are coming now to summer in South Africa. The leeches, mangoes, watermelons, all will be there. We'll be sitting in front of our lush and plush gardens. And the family is there. What a wonderful atmosphere. So remember, brothers, look at the cube of ice that we put in the cold drink, in the water, in the juice. Wal asri, the ulama, the awliyaullah say, when I looked at the cube of ice, I understood the tafsir of wal asri. That every moment, every second, that cube of ice is shrinking and decreasing. Every moment of my life, every inhale, every exhale. So I'm going. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, Al-waqtu kasayf. We use the terminology ourselves. We say, I'm going fishing. You brothers in the tail, you love fishing. I'm going here, I'm going there. Why? I'm going to kill time. Imam Shafi'i said, time is like a sword. Use the sword against the enemy. If you don't use it, then the enemy will use your sword and they'll destroy you. If we don't, you see this, this is time, brothers. This is time. You brothers, sisters who cannot see me, remember I'm holding an empty glass. This is time. I can take this glass and pour zamzam or water in it. Or I can take alcohol, Allah forbid, or urine and pour it in this. So time is neutral. What are we doing with our time? So each one of us appreciate this bounty which Almighty Allah has given us. Study the life of any great alim and see what qadr they made of time. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hay Laknawi rahimahullah, He passed away 39 years old. Look at the works of his. His father said, I'm going to make my son a giant of a scholar. This was his Darul Mutala'ah. This was his study. Every way, south, east, north, west, east, all four directions, he made openings. He said, I don't want my son, must take long cut to come and all that. You want to go this way, the door must be there. You want to go that way, the door must be there. Every day he could save 1 minute, 2 minutes. How they made qadr of their time. And how we kill and waste time, brothers and sisters. So my message to you, we're going for Hajj, inshallah. We're going for Umrah. We're going for Medina Munawwara. We are in South Africa, other parts. Make qadr of this time. And inshallah, Almighty Allah will make our time barakah. Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Oh Allah, give us barakah in the early part of the morning. Start the work early in the morning. See how many things we can do in that way, Almighty Allah will bless us. Jazakallah khair to all of you here, Marisburg, and again all the towns we visited. And on behalf of Isubhai Patel, our brother who came with us, and Hafiz Imran, myself, we thank you from the bottom of our heart. Jazakumullah khair.
Jazakumullah khair. And that's where we wrap up the live Q&A from the Mountain Rise Masjid in Pietermaritzburg. Jazakumullah so much to all those people which made it possible, including our sponsors, from Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain and myself, Imran Ismail. You take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.